Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1730, Paige Nelson.
Conditional use 1730 is the application of Paige Nelson to consider the conditional use of land in a MR medium density residential district for multifamily dwelling structure, proposing two units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 20,000 square feet more or less, lying east of Route 5, 900 feet south of Route 9. Somebody's been in my files, all clipped together now. Gentlemen, again, for the benefit of the record, I passed down copies of the site plan for this application. I also have comments from a couple agencies, first one being from the Department of Transportation. Again, making reference to Indian Mission Road, Route 48 to Route 9. The present level of service is level of service C and will not change as a result of this application, and a traffic impact study is not recommended. The information sent on this application was that a garage is to be remodeled for living space, and it's estimated it's a 900 square foot unit. The second memo is from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, makes reference to the applicant location, the proposed use, the size of the parcel. States that this site is in the North Coastal Planning Area, that a individual septic system is proposed to serve the two units, that the proposed project is not in an area where Sussex County currently has plans to provide sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required, and that was signed by John J. Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. And lastly, from the Sussex Conservation District, it made dated March 3rd, of 2008, a memorandum from Debbie Absher. We are advised that the soil type is Pepper Box Rosedale Complex, that the applicant would be required to follow erosion and sediment control processes during construction and to maintain vegetation upon completion of construction, that there are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches affected, that it may not be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements, that the applicant would be required to follow all state sediment and stormwater guidelines. Attached with a copy of an aerial infrared, copy of an aerial colored soil map, a legend from the map legend for the soils, a reference to the soil types, and also a report on prime and other important farmland. And that's all I have at this time.
All right, sir, we thank you.
Oh, sorry, just for benefit of the record. This application also states that this conditional use is for an apartment over the garage, and thereby we refer to it as a multifamily dwelling structure for two units.
All right, sir, we thank you. Mr. Willard.
This is application 1730, and I'll just refer to that. I try to. Same, there's going to be a lot of the same spiel, but as you know, I got
you got to do it. Got to make a record.
Got to do it.
Got to make a record.
So I have similar exhibits.
Pass them on out. I think we know
this. The only thing's different is the picture's obviously different because it's different building, different property.
That's fine.
That's fine. Just pass them on. Sure.
Move along, right? Okay.
Here they are.
The opposite. You have one for the opposition.
Yeah,
I assume you're still
another one.
Here,
two curtains. Your son's coming right in.
We'll take the chairman.
We're just running out of
room. That's right. I get the color picture, but
you want to be kept in the dark, don't you?
I don't know who's got the color one, but it was intended for you, Mr. Chairman.
No, I got the one that says Chairman.
Okay, but there you see again is the home, and I think it is important that Mr. Nelson has really improved these homes. In this particular home, there's a couple there living there. There are no kids in the home, and there's a white lab that greeted me this morning. In the back is the apartment, actually almost identical as far as structure to the other garage, except it's 30 by 30. And as you see, it's got a cupola, is that the word for it, on top?
Yes.
Give it sort of that agricultural flair. Because it is smaller, he does intend to have a bedroom down, two bedrooms downstairs, and upstairs would just be the kitchen, because it's 30 by 30. And the, actually, the garage doors, even though they appear as garage doors now, if he got this, it would be his intention to finish that more completely, you know, so it might have a panel of windows, and then the bottom would be solid. But that's what it looks like now. You can see the sun coming behind it in the morning. There's an outside entrance, and there's a deck. To the extent the rear portion of the property is 9.6, a variance would be required because it's 4 inches short of 10. You have the site plan. You can see where the Jeep is parked in front of it. No, nobody's obviously living there before. Mr. Melson says to me that likewise the septic and the well situation was the same that it existed there before, and they hooked up to it. We've added as far as conditions, you know, that we'd have to apply by any conditions. There was a new well that was drilled recently for both properties, and I have the receipt for that he paid for it, which indicated also that a dendrite well permit was obtained by the contractor, and I'll submit that for the record.
Okay.
Too.
All right. Thanks.
Garage apartment is placed where it is because that's where the old garage was. So as far as the character of the area, we think it at least is consistent. We certainly appreciate the comments about whether or not many multifamily there. We disagree with, I think, what should be there in light of what is there and what's evolved there, and also in light of what seems to be the county's recognition of a developing area. And that developing area, which is depicted in your future land use plan of the proposed comp plan, calls for multifamily. And there are good reasons for that. And the state identifies it. That's where resources will be. You have industry there, some commercial area, and even I think it's designated as a part of a future sewer plan. Mr. Melson informed me he's received several letters from Tidewater asking them if he wants to hook in. I don't have those letters with me, but that doesn't surprise me at all. So again, I've given you that future land use plan, what the developing area calls for, same petitions, which apply to both applications, as well as proposed conditions. A lot of the questions you ask here or concerns you have on the other application may apply to this one, and we certainly don't oppose, obviously, any of the conditions which may have been suggested by those comments. So, Mr. Melson, you want to come forward, please? This property, as you can see by the site plan, is about half the size. It's about 22,000 square feet. But you can see from the picture taken of the garage on the second picture, there's a pretty nice lawn behind the house. I mean, it's not like a tight configuration at all. The other lot, oh, I'm not talking about the other lot. You've heard...
Remark that.
You've heard what I've represented to commission about this particular?
Correct.
And have you invested some money in fixing up the garage and the houses in this property?
Correct.
And is your intention to have the garage permitted for a two-bedroom apartment?
Correct.
All right. That's all I have.
All right, sir. We thank you. And
it's all same. Same idea. Buildings are same.
Right.
Okay. Were you at the community meeting that Mr. Lawson referenced?
I was there, but I wasn't under any impression there were 12 or 13 people there, but I don't know how many numbers, signatures he's got on a piece of paper, but that's neither here nor there. I was at the meeting.
The petition that we've submitted, and it's the same petition, for 1730.
Yeah.
I do have the original.
The only opposition at the meeting was the opposition I got here from Mrs. Graves. She was the only one that made any opposition.
Some are P.O. boxes, like James Billings, Wagaman, or P.O. boxes.
They don't have post office.
Tell the commission generally who these people are, where are they from? Are they from Harbison?
These people are on either side of me, of the two properties, within 300 feet on either side.
How far is Mr. Billings away from you? You know?
This, where my property is the fourth property from the intersection, and these signatures go all the way to the community hall and come up about 300 foot past my property, this on the right-hand side, and then the signatures go on the other side of the street and applying to the other property in both directions.
Do you know where Mr. Lawson lives? The gentleman?
Mr. Lawson, he lives right in the same area the lady did, 1/10 of a mile. Both of them live within 1/10 of a mile of me.
Thank you. I have the original petition. I'll put in the record just so you have it.
Thank you.
We don't need the original. He probably needs that back.
That's all we have, gentlemen.
All right, sir. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. Don't run away. Johnson.
Mr. Willard, was this garage a new garage that was built to replace an old one?
Mr. Melson, you want to come forward? That's my understanding, and it was built on the footprint. It was, as I understand it, based on my interview with Mr. Melson, that it had cinder block, and it had an apartment upstairs. What was there is Mr. Johnson's question.
Well, the people that made the complaints here said that I've never seen him. I've been living here 8 years. I've never ever seen him near the property. So I don't know how much they understand about my property.
The question was, what was there, not what they understand. Just answer what
we were
was
both built. There were garages there on both properties. And what I did was there were some carpenter bees and termites in the framing. So what I decided to do is tear both buildings out and rebuild them.
What was in this building when you bought it?
Just bathroom facilities.
So it was a garage with bathrooms in it?
Both of them. Yeah.
I think we made it clear we're talking about one application right now. On this project, this garage, what was in this garage?
One bathroom.
Thanks, Mr. Wheeler. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I was just trying to get us to keep us on track.
So. I appreciate it.
So this was built on the same footprint?
It's my understanding. I for the Mr. Johnson, for the I'm going to go to the other property now, but I have the old survey on the other property. But I don't have an old survey for this property.
For this one.
Which is not to say it doesn't exist. I just didn't have time to do a title search.
Okay.
And
I'm going to go back to the other property. That's my prerogative. But on the other one, we were talking about an apartment on the second floor. This one, we're talking about basically a rental house, because the downstairs and the upstairs both are going to be used for living quarters. Was that not your presentation?
Mr. Melson can address it better, and because it's smaller, it's the intention to forgo the garage availability space and to put two bedrooms on the first floor and a kitchen and living space, you know, like a great room upstairs.
So this is more like a second house on that property?
Correct. Cottage, garden.
With a cupola.
Yeah, with a rooster.
And am I correct that we're not going to find a DEMREC permit for this property as well?
It doesn't surprise us what they found, which is not to say there's not work to be done on that subject.
And is there any information available in addition to Mr. Melson's testimony that there was a pre-existing bathroom in this garage that was there before?
Maybe indirectly I can answer the question. I've talked to people in the area, and I've had both properties for 8 years. And I understand there were bathrooms in each of the properties.
There were? Okay.
Correct. Now, both garages have been there for 40, 50 years.
And those bathrooms, the bathroom in 1730, the one we're looking at now, across the road from you, was that bathroom hooked up to the current sewer system, septic system?
Both of them were. Both of them were.
Well, I'm just talking about the one across the street.
Yeah.
So the one we're.
Right.
Okay. And how many families are living in the house itself now?
Talking about across the street from me?
Yeah, across the street from you.
One family.
Okay.
In the whole house?
In the whole house.
Yeah, correct.
And in this house, that's set up as one house, right? Not as
that's
two, not
correct.
Like two living quarters.
Two people.
Okay. I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Burton.
On this American well system, it's you drilled a well to hook up the garage or to hook up the garage and the house?
The garage is, the house has got a separate well that was pre-existing. For the garage apartment, I drilled a new well.
That only feeds the garage?
Just feeds the garage. 4-inch well, submersible pump, and it runs 150 foot from the tile field, from the septic tank. Tile field, yeah.
It's gotta be 100, I think.
150, I think, is the measurement.
What is the total living square foot of the garage, not counting the cupola?
They're both very small. This gentleman here, Mr. Lank, we're talking about it probably can't be over 700 square foot. Just
you got two floors now, right?
Pardon?
But you have two floors in
just,
this one.
No, just using one floor.
Well, let's get that. I'm sorry, because yeah. I misspoke on that. If that's correct, this is this garage. Can you? And if I misspoke, it's his loan because I haven't been in this building. So let's correct the record here. For this property, what would the floor plan look like for the living space? Would it all be on the second floor, or would it be on the second floor and the first floor?
Second and the first. The bedrooms are on the first floor. Two small bedrooms.
If it's a 30 by 30, then there's 900 square feet on the as far as, you know, perimeter of the property, correct?
Correct.
And so that would give you not two bedrooms of, you know, 450 on the first floor approximately.
Probably 700.
Yeah.
Very small.
And I don't know if that's an issue as far as exceeding the definition of apartment, but as Mr. Johnson said, you know, we're asking for what we're asking for, and if you limit it or whatever, that's obviously we'll have to live with it. But that's the plan for this building.
This is more of a cottage style.
Exactly.
Rather than a garage.
And I know
the building's going to be used for living quarters.
Your code doesn't define all these things, really.
Yeah, but it's 18, losing it.
Which is the beauty of conditional use.
Up here, you probably
yeah,
might have
define.
Five.
Right. And we're just telling you what it is. Whether you let us use it or not, it's up to you.
Right.
Up to the council, I guess.
Ultimately, yeah.
It's a garage apartment.
No further questions.
Anything else?
No.
Mr. Gordy?
No questions.
Mr. Smith?
No, sir.
Mr. Lang?
Again, this is a 900 square foot garage. It was removed and replaced on its existing foundation. Since it was totally removed before it was replaced, it needs a variance from the rear. 0.4 foot. Just for information.
Yeah.
So we need a variance because the whole structure was torn down. Mm-hmm. He'd have done it, remodeled it a wall at a time, it wouldn't have been an issue. But by making it residential,
yeah.
It has to be 10 feet anyway.
I see. When I went and looked at the code, I sort of interpreted it differently, but I see where you're coming from. You're obviously right.
If it was a garage, and even because of that, it would still need a variance because of the size of the square footage.
So, yeah, I see.
So you do need a variance.
And you know, as I said before, we'll do what you say, and we got here today, maybe ahead of time, but we still have to go through inspection processes, and variance would be the next step.
Okay. Mr. Katz?
I can't top that, no.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
Just one. The date that the well was dug?
I graduated from high school that year.
Yeah.
And if you'll notice on my copy, I did
machines.
Circle and a question mark.
Right.
1979. Jimmy Carter was president. It's wrong, is all we can say.
Okay.
You know,
I just want to make sure the record's clear on that. When was
I'm glad you pointed that out. I asked Mr. Melson to give me all documents he can, and this is what he produced, and the other one was the Duffy, and we don't have the receipts on that. I have a canceled check on that well permit.
Well, Mr. Melson, when was the well done then?
That we talked about? Another signature somewhere.
I'm sorry.
When was the well that we talked about dug? When was it put in?
There's two wells. Which?
Yeah, on this house.
The one for the receipt shows 1979 on.
Yeah, well, I'd say about 7 years ago.
It may be 99.
99, yep. Closer. Said it's 79. And this receipt, though, was for the well that serves the garage. The one that you submitted, or Mr. Willett submitted?
Correct.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you.
Probably no one.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1730, Paige Melson? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1730? Okay, step right up. And you need to tell us who you are again, even though we know where you are.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. My name is Maida Graves, and I live at 18782 Harbison Road in Harbison, Delaware. And I'm here to speak against the application for conditional use to turn the garage into a dwelling. And I just want to bring it to everyone's attention again, the letter from the Department of Natural Resources that I provided you, that there are have been no applications for any improvement of any on-site sewage disposal on this property, and that they have no records of anything there because their records go back to 1968, and they have absolutely no records on file for whatever is there. They have no idea what is there. Also, I don't believe there's ever been a bathroom in that garage. I've never seen that. I've lived there for 25 years. And also, I want to bring to attention at this time, it definitely appears to us in the neighborhood that someone is already living there. There is that Jeep parked close to the garage, and there are lights on upstairs every night. So I'm not sure what Mr. Melson's intent is here.
Well, I'll find out in a minute.
So, any questions, anybody? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Melson, would you step up for a second, please? Or your counsel, or both of you. There's somebody living in that place now? It's a yes or no question.
Yes, my son lives there on occasions.
Okay, have a seat. All right, anyone else like to speak in opposition? Yes, sir, come on up.
Gentlemen, I'm Bob Lawson, President of Harbison Improvement Association, and I'll refer to the previous comments that I made. We had a meeting February 21st, 7 p.m. at Church Hall. Paige was invited. He made a presentation. He left. It was moved, seconded, and voted to oppose the application unanimously. Reasons, not existing multiple family dwellings in Harbison. Single family unit is a profile of Harbison. We do not want Harbison to become a sectional housing. In reference to number 1730, I store equipment next to this building. Matter of fact, I am, if you're looking at the lot 10 additional drawing, I am lot 30. I abut to the back of the building. I have seen this building since it was built. The original building was a pole barn built by Mr. Veazey, and there were no existing bathroom facilities in that building. It was pure pole barn only. It wasn't even originally had doors. It didn't even have doors on the front of it. And I, like I said, I have been there for as long as the building has. Another thing that I need to clear up, there were 12 people at this town meeting. That includes Mr. Melson, He was the 12th person. He built the building, and I am not testifying as to what Page has put in the building since then. I have no idea. I've never been in the building since he has owned it, but I know what was in there before and when the Beezys had it. That includes the house and the building that he is trying to make into a cottage, I guess. The other thing that's confusing me is the permits for the well and reconstruction. Since he's owned this for 8 years, there should be complete records of all this on file someplace, and we have not seen any of it. So again, representing the town of Harbison, we are opposed to this notion of having multi-family units on these properties. Questions?
We thank you.
Thank you.
Sir. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.